Welcome to Surviving to Thriving, the weekly podcast for women ready to move beyond just getting by and into the realm of thriving. I'm Janessa Durrani, a life coach who's empowered countless women to design lives they truly love. And my mission? To help every woman on earth carve out a role they adore, one that's fulfilling and provides them the rewards they're seeking. Now, if the idea of that both excites and terrifies you, then you're in the right place, my friend. Each week, I share my strategies, frameworks, and a few stories along the way for you to put into immediate application, guiding you through incremental changes on your transformative journey. Gain the confidence, competence, and clarity needed to design your life now. I'm so thrilled you've joined us. Welcome to our journey together. Let's go. I think that we could probably play a drinking game if that was something we were into on this podcast on how many times in 102 episodes I have used the term limiting beliefs. And you would think we could just have one episode about that and be done. But if only it were that easy. Limiting beliefs are, they're tricky. They're kind of insidious and they're so deeply seated that as much as we work to get them unhinged from us, we actually become unhinged in the process. So what is a limiting belief? And herein lies the situation. It's actually just a belief. It is something that you have believed for so long. It is absolutely, it's truth. There's nothing that you can see to see it otherwise until someone helps you identify that it is limiting you, and is it actually, in fact, still true? So what are some examples of limiting beliefs? Here are ones that I have heard from my own clients. I have to be available to my family 24/7. No one else can take care of my family the way I do. I need to stay for my security. My skills can only be used here. I'm too old to change direction. These are just a smitten, just a tiny amount. They run the gamut between how we look, how we feel, how we eat, how we work, how we exercise, all the things. So how do they start? Let's do a refresher. So a limiting belief starts with a truth. Something happened that, for example, I'm too old. Let's go with that one. Someone said something along the way. Most likely, it is something that was overheard years and years ago about someone else. Someone else tried to apply for a job and they were turned down and they were like, it's because I'm too old. And we put that into our memory and we hold it on like vintage luggage and we're not letting it go because that person we saw got hurt. Felt bad. And so if we just protect ourselves with this limiting belief, we won't put ourselves out there. We won't get hurt. We won't feel bad. Let's take my skills can only be used here. That comes from years of you pick a job and you stay there. You stay there till the end of time. This is what you went to school for. You don't change. You have a vested interest in the fact that you spent all this money on this degree, all this time doing these skills. You can't take them somewhere else. Or I have to stay at this company. They've been so loyal to me. Okay? You can see how they start. They start with absolutely. I have talked about the limiting belief that I held on for so long about the fact I had a traumatic dental experience when I was five. I was traumatized by that. And so thus, all dentists were bad. All dental visits were going to be horrific. I will avoid them at all costs, so on and so forth. I was able to get to the other side. It absolutely, you can do it. And the way we do this typically is that we first have to see that it's there, understand the seed that was planted, how did it start, and then uncover all of the 5 million times that it wasn't true. This goes to the same concept that I, again, let's just go back to 5-year-old Janessa. I also had low blood sugar, and I was in line for lunch, and I passed out once, and then it happened subsequent times. And so in my 52 freaking year old mind, anytime I get a little shaky or I go too long without eating, I go back to that 5-year-old and be like, oh my God, I'm going to pass out. I have to eat all the things. Okay. I can remember every time I have passed out in my life. You know, it couldn't have been that many times because my memory, I can't remember what I had for lunch yesterday. So herein lies this. We hold on to it, and it doesn't matter how many times we can prove that it isn't true. We still hold on to it because it's protecting us. I mean, who wants to pass out? No one. I fall hard. I'm hard to pick up. I don't want that for anyone, right? So it is protecting us, but in so doing, it is preventing us from living, changing, evolving, going forward, and so forth. So once we see it for a limiting belief, we then can see how it started. We can then see what it was purposed for. It is our subconscious mind. Our subconscious mind is there for protection. It's like safety is its number one goal. So as it then seeps in, it's like, I don't want that to happen again, Janessa. So let's just stay here and let's stay all protected and so forth. Then we notice all the times when it didn't come true. It's kind of like if someone's like, nobody likes me. Really? Nobody likes you? Nobody. Nobody likes you. No. We can see all the people who adore you and so forth. So we kind of expose it for what it is. Then we flip the switch. This is what we do within my coaching sessions. We like, okay, if I am too old to do this, is a limiting belief. We then flip the script. And so all the things that they are thriving and trying and doing in spite of their age, they can also do this. So then we say, I am not too old for anything. Or I am a grown-ass vibrant woman who is unstoppable. So then we have to kind of seep that belief in by daily affirmations, intentional thinking. Every time that it comes up, we have to like snap the rubber band on our wrist and be like, okay, no, I am a grown-ass vibrant woman who is unstoppable, right? So up until this time, this is what I've done here on the podcast, within my practice, within my workshops. This is how we take the limiting beliefs. There is a whole exercise that I do that helps illustrate the limiting beliefs, all its symptoms, what it's preventing us from, and so forth. It's like a whole tree. And then creating affirmations and so forth around it. Okay? Here's the thing. The limiting belief is set in our subconscious. It is aligned with our internal representation that is attached to our memories, our values, our beliefs, the words that we keep saying to ourselves, and so forth. all of those affirmations that we use, those are in our conscious mind. Those are like us trying, kind of white knuckling, trying to like beat that subconscious mind into submission of like, no, no, that isn't what it is. Let's move, let's shift, let's go forward. And so I liken it to when I was growing up, there's still an amusement park where we went on vacation. It's called Okoboji, Lake Okoboji. And the amusement park is called Arnold's Park. And they used to have this fun, like fun house with like a wooden slide that you would go down with a rug and you would like, I mean, things that all of the rides were things that probably people would be suing for now. But one of them was this kind of turntable. It's like you were on a record and it would start kind of slow and you would try, the idea was to try to get off and you like, you just keep getting in the groove. It's like, it keeps going and going, and it's so hard to get off because inertia is keeping you in the groove of the motion, right? We have to I'm not going to try to give a physics lesson here, but there is that concept, like there needs a force to be able to get and change your trajectory from this inertia situation. And so every day we're trying, like, that's a limiting belief. Now I'm trying to get off of it. But our subconscious is like, nope, nope. This is what we do. This is what we do. This is where we are. I'm keeping you safe. We're just doing this thing. We're going to just stay on this turntable and so forth. As I've said, my dental phobia, I was able to get through to the other side. But there's a million of my limiting beliefs that I'm still white knuckling on. Okay. But now, and this is one of the things I just want, things are so exciting. I keep talking about the fact that I am working on my certification for neuro-linguistic programming. And one of the modalities that we have just learned is called the single belief change. And it's exactly what in my talk coaching, we have been doing that same idea. Here's my current belief, my limited belief, and here is my new belief, okay? Limiting belief, I'm too old to try something new. Here is my new belief, I am a grown-ass vibrant woman who is unstoppable. But the difference is that through this modality, we are able to actually strip it away, take it out of your subconscious. Release it, let it go in a matter of minutes. But once we do that, it creates a hole, okay? And so then we don't have a belief in this case about age. And then we're kind of like untethered. So we then need to replace it again with that affirming belief that it goes beyond just an affirmation. It is then planted in that same spot where we just took the other one out. We replant the new affirming belief, and it is within minutes, it's just the way it is. It's like the other one never existed. It is freaking magical. Now, it takes minutes to do. You're completely conscious. There is a bit of like visualization and a walkthrough of a whole process. But when I tell you, like in no time, you could just let it go. And I can't. So with each of these modalities, it's like they're so amazing that they're hard to even believe to be true, but we're doing them on ourselves. And so thus then I'm like, oh, without a doubt, this is amazing. So let me just tell you about one of my own limiting beliefs. You've already heard about my dental phobia and my going to pass out. Okay. Not that those aren't important and so forth. that passing out one has a lot to do with my eating. We got a lot of work there to do. But here's one that's kind of related to my business and being the vibrant, doing the work in the world that I love and was preventing me from doing that. So I had a limiting belief that was filling workshops is hard. Filling workshops is hard. I have said that a million times. And herein, okay, let's go then to where was that seed planted? So in 2017, I created my Life by Design curriculum, which is now grown into and evolved into Ignite Her. And I had this idea for this workshop and I started giving it to my friends. And I had it for free and you could come and all the people wanted to come to these workshops. I did the library circuit. I was on fire, but I did it for free. And then a year later, I put out my first paid workshop called Life Manifested and wrote the whole curriculum, found space, found like catering, put it up online, and so forth, and did not promote it well. What I knew then and what I know now is so completely different. But like only my two best friends signed up. And that was embarrassing. And instead we just went out for dinner. I was like, here's your money back. And right then I decided filling workshops is hard. But I didn't stop trying. I've given about 9 million workshops in the last 8 years. And I have filled many of them, okay? But each time was painful. It was something I dreaded. And so since my subconscious had this deep-seated belief that it was hard, she kept helping me make it hard. So I was famous for, oh, I got to have this amazing idea for a workshop. Let's do it next Thursday. And it's Wednesday of this week. Let me just send an email. I'll send one email and we'll fill this up for next Thursday. That's not how that works. Have you ever just read one email and decided to jump into something? No, that's not how it works. You want me to be in a place for 3 hours next Thursday? Hello, Janessa. I need a little heads up. Do you know how many workshops or programs I've promoted while on vacation? Because that's poor planning. Or let me start the day after Labor Day. Nope, not good planning. That's my subconscious saying, oh, the belief is this is hard. So let's just keep making it hard. Let's be in this self-fulfilling prophecy. So it was my turn to do a single belief change. And so I took my belief of filling workshops is hard and replaced it with filling workshops is fun and easy. And I did the whole thing and so forth. And in the moment, I'm kind of like, you know, you're in a session. It's not like I'm going to go and try to fill a workshop in the next 2 minutes. So you can't really tell, like, did it work? Did it not work? Like, I felt like the same person as I left the session. And the next day, in my morning pages, sidebar, morning pages are 3 pages of stream of consciousness writing that I think all people should do all day, every day. Well, not all day, just 3 pages in the morning. It is your best way to tap into your intuition. So the next day I was like, I need to test this. And I was like, filling workshops is hard. And I went to make a list of why it was hard, all the things that are hard about it. I had nothing. All the old excuses, I was like, that's really not hard. It's not hard. and came to the realization that all I'm doing when I create a space, a workshop is creating a space. I had a very successful event planning company for years and years and years. I create experiences. That's what I do. So my workshops are creating experiences. That's no different than, you know, a fundraiser for 400 people. It's creating a space for a group of people to come together for a shared purpose, program, initiative, and so forth. And not only creating the space, but having it like an interesting way of being able to do it. I'm like, creating programs is creating an experience. I can do that. All I am doing, there's this whole thing. Part of this was on sales. Sales seems like icky, right? I'm just inviting people to my event. Those who it is aligned with will come. And those that are like, that's not my thing, move on. And this, I'm just inviting. So I was like, what is so freaking hard about this, Janessa? You've got the curriculum, you're creating the space, you invite people to come. What's hard about that? Could not come up with anything. And then I was like, okay, it's time to launch the next Igniter. How can I make this fun? How can I make this easy? I did a workshop, a free workshop, because everyone loves coming to free workshops, came to the free workshop, had an experience, created, had some transformation, and then invited everyone, an invitation, to come and do an individual session with me. Let's dig deeper into what you just discovered and so forth. And then I put every single person's name that registered up onto my studio has three walls of windows. So right over to my left is a whole wall of windows. And I put each person's name on a sticky and invited them to come and have a session with me. And everyone who took the session, I moved them over. And then after the session, each of my sessions, there's no selling. It's just, what do you need? And at the end of it, those who need more will ask for it. And so then if they wanted more, then we moved into the next phase and I moved them around. It was like, it's like a game. It's like so fun to visually see who wants to share space with me, who wants to create their own transformation and so forth. And every day it was like, how can I come up with a new and fun way to invite people to their own transformation? It has flipped my business upside down. I'm having so much, I don't dread that like launch period. I have said for years, just if someone else could just sell for me and then they just show up, I just want to do the work. I just want to do the work. I don't want to do all that. Now, I love doing all that. And it leads more people to be able to do the work with. It is, you guys, single belief change. It wiped it out. I cannot come to a place that I can say that it's hard. And I am overwhelmed with all the ideas on how to make it fun and easy. So if you, well, it's not if, my friend, we all have limiting beliefs. So what is one that would make a gigantic shift in your life? Which one is so embedded and is so protective that it is keeping you from living your best freaking life? Let's start there. Let's start there. This is something that I can do as part of my practice right now. All of the other things, all in combination and reprogramming, that will come in June, but we can start working on limiting beliefs right here, right now. And I welcome you to book again a 30-minute session with me. The first session is free. There's no risk, my friend. No risk, no selling. Just you and I talking about what it is you need. And then we decide if you want to go and dive into a single belief change and or any of the other modalities that we have already started that I can start to use right now. I welcome you. But in the meantime, notice what your limiting beliefs are. How did they start? What are they protecting you from? And what are they preventing you from? And what do you want to believe instead? I appreciate your staying power and thank you for joining me until the very end. You're recreating your life, my friend, and I am so incredibly proud of you. If you found this episode helpful, please share, subscribe, and leave a review. It means the world to me. Your support helps more women discover it. Reach out anytime as I'm here to support you. My email is in the show notes, and you can find me at janessadurrani.com. And until next week, remember, start where you are, use what you have, do what you can, wash, rinse, and repeat, one intentional step at a time. You've got this, my friend.